What's poppin', man?
Not much. Welcome to the show. I had an opening, and you know, the first person I thought of was you because I was listening to your song the other day, "Chilling with Bay." That's probably the best song off the album, I think, in my opinion. Love But Street.
Everybody say that's the best one, man. I need to shoot a video to it, but I've been, you know, with this pandemic and everything going on, it's been just crazy, man. But I'm still working on it, you know.
Yep. Welcome to the show, but I've been in touch with you for a couple of years now, and you're finally here. You've been working hard. You're still producing. That's something that I like about you, and that makes you very talented. There's very few artists in the game that can songwrite, sing, and produce, and that's you.
Yeah, man. I do everything. I don't like to wait on people, so I just teach myself. If it's something that I need to be done, I just teach myself how to do it. So mm-hmm. I record my own music, everything, so... But only thing I don't do is mix and master. But I feel like that is something that you have to get someone that does that all day. They're like,
yeah.
When it comes to your mix and master, that's which is one of my partners actually. But everything else, you know, I do it. But I am my team. It's like me. So I'm the only person that really behind my music is me. So
yeah,
different when it's like that, man. But yeah, man, we've been in touch for a while, man. We've been talking about getting together for a minute,
dude. Yeah, yep. So now we're finally here. Like I said, I usually don't purchase any of my artists that I know's music. They usually send it to me, but yours, I purchased it. It was that good.
Man, I appreciate that. That's a good thing to hear, dude. That is good.
Yeah, because the artists, they know that I have the show at the university and I'm doing things on the side as well. So they just send it to me, you know, get this in the rotation. I heard that because I look at all the notifications for people I follow, especially the artists. So I know that I keep it up to date. And I saw that you dropped the album Love But Street. And as soon as it dropped, I downloaded it and then put it right in the rotation. I know you sent me, I forget which one. I think it was 90s R&B Love. You sent me the clean single because I was able to get that played more. Would it be clean? Yeah.
Well, I did send you that. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what was it, because we didn't speak after that, so I didn't really know what you were doing. And you just like give me the clean version. That's dope, though, man. That's real dope. I appreciate it, man. Because it's all about marketing and getting your music everywhere you can, really. So everywhere is play helps.
Yeah.
I feel like the game need real music, a certain type of sound, and I'm giving that sound. I mean, I don't want to change up because everybody, it's a trend. You know, most music is trendy right now. Everybody just want to sound like everybody else so they can get paid. I mean, but, you know, I have a passion for music. So it's not about the money. It's about the message and the feeling of what's music, like good music. Like, you know, it's good music changes, you know, so many things in the world. Like, you know, we got so much detrimental music about so much bad stuff. I feel like we need this sound, you know. So, I mean, I feel like it's my duty to do it. So I just got to keep pushing and keep dropping music. That's pretty much it. I done dropped two new singles since we spoke.
On top of Instagram Girlfriend was one of them.
Yeah, and Good Girls too. I got another one. That one pretty dope too. Well, yeah, I just dropped the Instagram Girlfriend. I produced that one too, so as you know.
Yeah.
but yeah, man, it's R&B is a different lane. Like, it's a different. You got to push harder. You got to network harder. It's because rap is dominant right now.
And it's not even rap anymore, which is crazy.
Nah, I don't even know what to call it. I don't even know what to call it, but I just stay in my own lane, man. I don't try to sound like other people. I don't try to, because my influences are a lot of older music. So I don't even listen to the radio, honestly. I don't, you know, unless it's some older music.
And you can hear it in your music. You can hear it. You even see it in 90s R&B Love. You're giving back to all the artists in that 90s era. You know, I thought the 2000s was not that bad. I don't think it was that bad.
No, they had some dope artists, because that's when like Ja Rule and all them Shanties, and they had some dope music.
Yeah, but then there's a certain point when you get to the late 2000s and now in the 2010s where R&B is starting to go downhill. The auto-tune starts to take over.
That's the thing. It's like... it's a sound, like people trying to follow a certain sound. That's why everybody sounds the same. Like, yep. Because that's what sells. And everybody looking at it from a business perspective. But I mean, music has to be music first. It's music business. It's not business music. It's like you have to have that sound, because I would rather make that timeless music that'll be around forever than make a song that might be popping for a month or two. Then you got to make something else. Then you got to make something else. I mean, sometimes it might take 5 to 7 years for a song to blow. I've seen it happen. But long as you stay true to making real music, like once it does, it's like everybody go back and get all your music and they be like, man, dude been creating some dope content. So I just want to stay true to real music, man, because there's so many people selling out to money right now.
Yeah,
that's the problem. But they forgetting the older artists still getting paid from music that was made in the 70s, dude. They get doing shows, but it's real music.
Especially now, with the pandemic going on, because this pandemic has really did a lot of damage to the music industry. So now everyone's revisiting all these old songs because they're looking for new material. Yeah. Now they're starting to profit off of it.
Yeah, it is. Yep. It's very important to make music that's going to be relevant for years to come, because that's the lifetime money. I mean, I could have been signed to a label, but they change your whole, they want you to change your whole dialogue, change how you do music.
Oh, you got to put the auto tune on, right? You got to put it on. You got to do a certain song. Yep.
Yeah, your whole message got to change. They kind of,
there you go.
They alter everything you do. Some people, man, I've been off for 250K. I've been off for, but you know, I know what comes with that. Like,
yeah,
you're going to change my sound. You're going to change my message. I can't sing about what the rapper's talking about. Like that's not R&B. Like,
yeah,
R&B is rhythm and blues. People forget the name of the R&B. Like it's not, it's a certain sound. So I just don't want to sell out for money. I want, you know, eventually the world will hear it and be like, oh, you know, but you know, we like what's popular. We don't like what's valuable, what's good. Whatever popular, that's what we go for. That's what people go for.
Yeah. You know? And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help change that. And you are too with your music, because the audience is needed to hear the real R&B is still there, especially what I do with the hip hop artists. They gotta hear the lyrical artists too.
Yeah, that's what I be on. I love hip hop. I love real music that matches, that has a message. That's like,
yeah,
stories. Like I love hip hop regardless. Yeah. Like, I'm a big hip hop head myself. Like I listen to a lot of hip hop. I don't listen to a lot of rap, but hip hop is just a different feel, man.
Yeah. In the 90s R&B video, you had Snoop Dogg in there on the TV.
Yeah, I had that was the Gin and Juice video.
Yeah.
My thing was, I feel like you have to pay homage to people that made it possible for you to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm all about, like uplifting the artists that came before me. Because I know if it wasn't for them, none of the artists would be out right now. So you have to show your respect to, and that was like my first major single. And I just wanted to let it be known, like, some of the artists I listen to, not all of them, I couldn't put all of them on, but you see the message in the song, in the video, what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
I feel like that song need to be pushed more, because I feel like that's a dope single too. But Chilling with Bay, I think I'm gonna push that one more too. But man, I got some jammers, man. I got a song I'm releasing Valentine's Day. It's so crazy, man.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling
you. I saw the Paul Wall song that you had.
Yeah, me. I'm on that album, Paul Wall and I just did some old stuff for them. I be behind the scenes working with so many artists that I like. But I'm just the chill artist. I'm not that fame hungry, attention hungry. I can make dope music behind the scenes and be just as happy. Like I don't have to be known, because you could be successful in this company, in this business, without nobody knowing, or you could be famous and not have no success. You know, it's people don't understand that. They feel
what's like the best way to meet in the middle, you think, where you have the fame and you're profiting?
Well, that fame comes with a price, man.
Yeah.
If you want to keep your peace and, you know, just not be in the blogs and worrying about, like, it's really, I can't really say no way to go in the middle, because you got people like Neo that wrote for Beyonce. Like, this dude is one of the biggest, but he also has his fame. So it's like, yeah, once you get so big, it's like, you cannot avoid
Yeah.
So I don't know, me, I just never been in a rush to get famous. Like, I want to be successful and at peace. If it's not peaceful, I don't want it. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
That's my thing, man. I'm not really money hungry or materialist. I feel like I have a duty to spread a certain message, and I'm cool with that. You know, I'm not the money and all that. I'm not in it for that. Like, so, like I said, I got good intentions, so it'll come, you know.
It'll come.
It'll come.
When did your passion of music start? How old were you?
15.
You're 15?
I didn't know I could sing until I was 15, honestly. So, like, I had a horrible upbringing, so I didn't really have time to dream. Like, I had to, you know, I had to survive. But, man, all my people that I listened to, older cats, Marvin Gaye, Al Green, Usher, I like Usher, Chris Brown, I like Chris, but most of this older people, man, Temptations, Earth, Wind & Fire, like a lot of old groups, that's what I like to listen to on a daily.
Yeah.
So that's where, like, my inspiration came from, older music. And music was always a way for me to escape all the craziness. So, you know, I mean, it's just my life. Like, it's a part of who I am. Music kept me alive. So if I wasn't doing it, I don't know what I'd be doing. I'd be doing crazy. I don't smoke, drink, none of that club. Like, so I don't have no other outlet to, that's like my heart right there, music. So
that's good though. It could take you a long way that way. Because you're focused just in that one area, because then the distractions come in. Say if you were into that other stuff that you mentioned, that takes you away from what your main goal is and what your number one passion is.
It does, man. And it's so many distractions, and it's so much that will not break your focus in this world. Like, you gotta stay, regardless, you gotta stay focused. And music is my motivation. A lot of people be like, oh, I want a mansion, I want this. I just want to make good music. That's what keeps me going. Like, you know, man, it's hard. It's hard, dude. But, you know, I appreciate people like you to actually appreciate music, because that's why I do it. Music, people that appreciate real music.
I saw all the CDs that you had in the compact discs in the video of 90s R&B Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big CD collector. I had most of them.
Oh, really? Yeah, man, I used to be, man. But I've lost the point. I believe in, like, hard copy CDs, man.
Do you have vinyls?
I don't, man. I don't have vinyls. But I don't know, man. I'd be so caught up in making music. It's like, I would never even listen to it. Like, if I had, even the CDs I have, like, I never just sit. I just like to have them. I just like to have the hard copies of the CDs.
If you could have five R&B, or even if you want to name your top five R&B albums, if you could have five R&B albums on vinyl, what would it be?
Oh, man. Five R&B albums. I'm going to have to say Usher Confessions. That was a dope album. Wow. Man, five. Dang, man, it's hard to... R. Kelly, I gotta say R. Kelly, man, because...
12 Play.
12 Play, of course. Musically, the dude just a genius, man. Yep. So, gotta say him. Let me see, who else? Jagged Edge. The first album... No, not the first album. Jagged Edge. What album I was telling? Let me make sure. Because Jagged Edge is like another one of my favorite groups. The album Jagged Edge came out with, called The Heartbreak, J.D. Heartbreak.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know which one it is. It's in my music library somewhere.
Yeah, man. Joe. Joe, the All That I Am.
Mm-hmm.
And who else, man? And I got to say, the Al Green album, Tired of Being Alone, that came out in, I think, 1977, I think it came out. It's so many, but my people that I listen to is not even in his era. So it's like, when I get the name of people, they be like, because I listen to everything, dude.
Yeah.
Not, you know, but it'd be old from the 50s, 60s, like, you know, but I feel like that keeps you knowledgeable of where you come from in real music.
Yeah. Have you had the opportunity to work with any of the main R&B artists from that 90s era?
I haven't, man. I have never ran into any. Like, they give me props and, like, they've reached out to me on social media, but I never just had an opportunity. I want to do something with Jagged Edge, though. I want to do something with Jagged Edge. I want to do something with, I do want to do something with Donnell Jones. Man, I want to do something with, well, can't do no R. Kelly right now, but
yeah.
I want to do something with him because he's so smart when it comes to music, so talented. I want to do something with Joe. Like, all these other, like, I really, my dream is to take all the 90s R&B and just make an album, like, have them all on one album with me. That's, like, my dream. Like,
that's fire.
The dopest R&B, like, from Joe to the 112 to the Jagged Edge, and have a song with each one of them. And man, that'll be crazy. Like, that'll change the game. That'll change the game. I think Case working on a new album right now.
Yeah.
Will be out in August. He working on. I know that's gonna be dope because I'm supposed to be doing some writing on it. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be doing some writing on it. But I really want. I want to. It might come in the future, man. And you never know. You never know.
Yeah, I hope it does because I think you see the big artist working with you. You basically got the cosign that way, and then people are like, well, "Let me tune into this guy, see what he's got."
Yeah, I got a lot of big artists that respect and work and reaching out to me like all the time. Hey, write this, produce this, get on this, all the time. And you know, but it'd be mostly rappers. Like I'd be wanting some singers, like, but you know, singers don't get that much publicity and marketing like rappers do. So it's like you might hear some dope music, but it's not that many people that know. So that's be the issue. Mm-hmm. I've had SWV reach out to me and Tiny from
Escape. From,
Escape. They commented like that's dope. Like one the chick from SWV posted my single. So like, I was like, that's dope. Cause you know, them groups that I really like, Escape and SWV, like two of my favorite girl groups ever.
Yeah.
You know, that was dope. You know what I mean, I thought that was dope. Cause I don't even know and she posted 90s R&B, and I was like, dang, that's crazy. You know,
what was the most surprising person that reached out to you or the most surprising repost?
That was probably one.
That one?
SWV, because SWV is like my favorite, one of my favorite girl groups. So when I seen that, I was like, dang. Like, that was one of the dope ones. Because I got songs with Master P. Man, I got songs with a lot of big people in it.
Yeah.
But I just love real music. Like, you know, when somebody reach out to me like that, I just be like, dang, that's crazy, man. And it'll get more out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just takes marketing, man.
Yeah. Would you do a song with Drake? Because he's got the vocal ability too, and that's crazy.
Man, Drake, dope, man. Drake is a dope artist. And I think so many people forget. See, I'm big on music, so a lot of people looking at his fame, but musically, the dude been dope, man. Like,
On Drake when So Far Gone came out.
Man,
everyone was sleeping. People thought I was nuts. Oh, you like him? People were like, oh, he's in his feelings and all this stuff. And I remember Drake that
got his own sound when he came out. I knew he was going, like, when he was on the mixtape with Wayne. Like, I knew this dude finna be crazy. Like, so Drake is an artist I would love to do something with, dude. I believe with my musical capabilities of him, it'll be crazy. Like, I would do a straight 90s R&B track. It wouldn't be no, it'll probably be like a hip hop, like a Biggie, like some sound like that with him. Like, it'll be on a whole nother level. Cause I feel like you can get on that level, like Drake talents. It's a lot of talented artists out there, man. Like, that I would like to work with. Drake, one of them, he dope as hell. Like, he dope. Man, it's so many dope artists that don't get enough, you know, credit for being dope artists. But timing is everything, though.
Yeah. When do you think it's your time, when you're really going to make it into the big, huge spotlight? When you're in that, let's say, Trey Songz spotlight, Chris Brown spotlight?
I really don't. I feel like it's about content and consistency and timing, because it's like, you never know who listening to your music. It can happen tomorrow. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
When it's coming, when it comes. Because I've had so many promises from the people. Like, oh, man, you so dope, blah, blah, blah. Then I do all this music for them, and they don't do what they're supposed to do. They don't keep their word. So yeah. I've had so many big things that's supposed to happen. But you know how this game is, man. This game is full of people that lie. So
yeah, snakes and liars and people that don't keep their word. And that's what's important, is that people should just change their attitude with that. Because why, for an artist like you who's talented and could really – change the wave and the tide in this game right now, they should keep their promises when it comes to an artist like you.
Yeah, but you know what? They should. But I be feeling like if it didn't happen with that person, it wasn't meant for me to be there. So I be like, because people passed up on Drake too. A lot of people told him he sucked. A lot of people told a lot of artists that they suck, but that's big moguls right now. You know what I mean? I mean, R. Kelly told Toni Braxton her voice was too deep. You know what I mean? Lauryn Hill was booed off. You know what I mean? It's a lot of different people that's successful now that was told that they didn't have it, or they was overlooked. Or so, you know, it's just about getting the right person, that right connection, you know, with the right people to hear you what you gotta go. Because I know a lot of big people in New York that be believing what I'm doing and love what I'm doing, but they don't have the power to press the buttons. They just know people in places. So it's like, that's the thing. I got to get to the person, the right person. Because I really want to do movies too. When I do, I want to do some acting. So it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. What kind of movies?
Maybe action, drama, stuff like that. I can do that. So I really want to get into that. But one at a time. Most of the actors are singers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Tyrese.
Gil Scott. Tyrese, my dog. I met him. I hung out with him 3 days.
Yeah.
Cool, dude. Yep. Cool. Started from nothing, bro. From nothing. You know what I mean? His first break was the Coca-Cola commercial. He told me about everything. He was like, I don't have nothing. So it's like, you gotta start from someone. When you do, that's it. Like, it happens for you. It's coming, bro.
Yeah, maybe you could be in Waist Deep Part 2.
Hey, man, I wish. That movie is a classic, dude. I don't know why they didn't make another one. I don't know why they didn't make another one, but, you know, movies is politics just like the music.
Music, yeah, movies aren't as good as they used to be either.
Nah, man, because it's the message changed. You know, the message is changing. So it's like, the movie's going to be the same. So it's I don't know what's happening to the world, man. We losing the compassion. We losing so much stuff because of the influence. You know, everybody care about money now. Nobody care about people no more. And that's the problem. Yeah.
You're right. Music used to be better. Movies used to be better. The world is turning. I hope the pandemic maybe makes people realize that people do matter. I don't think so, because you see hundreds of thousands of people dying every day. We're about to lose another 100,000 people probably by the time we reach the summer, maybe even closer than that. Yeah. And it's just crazy.
It's we don't care about each other, man. Animals have more compassion than humans. And it's like, we just don't care about each other. Like, and the message and music is a big issue, because I remember growing up, we had love music. So that made that change our mood. That made us want to be more competitive. But now it's like every song is about the same thing now. So it's like you hear that so much, it starts to affect you. Even if you don't see it, you start changing your attitude and start changing how you think and look at people. So, they always say what you consume, it what you watch, all that stuff makes a big difference. And that's the problem, man. You know?
Yeah.
We need to change what we consume. We need to change what we, our environments and stuff that we influence by. and that'll change a lot about the world. But I'm only one person.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that have to do a lot of the work, not just you.
Yeah, man. We all got to get on the same page, man. And come together and change this whole evil is what it is. Man. This world is horrible. That's why I try to make love music. Change the mood, change the mindset a little bit. You know.
Yeah. Now, what was the story behind Love But Street?
The title is pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, I grew up in the streets, experienced a lot of stuff in the streets, but I'm a lover as well. So it's like, it's the balance of two, like, just pretty much saying people, just because a person comes from the streets, they don't mean they can't love as well. So that's kind of like the message behind that. Like, you don't have to be a savage, you know what I mean? Just because you're from the streets. So it's like, that's pretty much where it comes from, man.
You hear it on the album, you hear the pain and emotion in each of the songs. No, if people out there right now are listening, you like that real R&B, no auto-tune, make sure you go check this out.
Yeah, man, they got to check it out, man. All my music is on that level of real singing, real music. So, and I know they'll like it. Everybody that listen to it like it. And I was going to do another album, but everybody like, just drop singles. So I dropped a song called Quarantine Loving for Quarantine. I dropped.
Yeah, I saw that.
Singing. Like I have a lot of music coming out. That's in out. That's still on the same level. So, you know, I hope the people start like gravitating to it a little bit more. Besides what they already have.
Yep.
I mean, it's dope that you rocking with it though.
Yeah, you already know I'm rocking with it, and because it's real R&B. I mean, there's some okay artists, but they're okay. They're from right now, but besides that,
It's not many.
It's not what it used to be.
Nah, man, it's not. It'll never be like that because I feel like people scared. They either don't know how to make it or they scared to make it because they feel like it's not going to be a success, but it's a market for that.
Yep.
It's a market for it, but we just have to not be scared to make that type of music, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not scared to make that type of music.
That's good.
As soon as I get out, I'm gonna make some music. As soon as I get out, I'm gonna get in the studio.
Yeah. There just needs to be a company or music record label that needs to grow a pair and just take the chance and start signing good artists.
Yeah, man. I honestly, the people that run these labels don't want that. I feel like they want detrimental music. They want, because think about it, man. Ain't no money in peace. It's money in violence. It's money in crime. It's money in hate. Like, make money off people killing each other. It's a $1 billion business. You don't make money off people coming together, loving each other. I think about that. Like,
but what's crazy is they'll say rap used to be very violent back in the day. That's what they'll say. But nowadays, it's pretty much the same, if not worse.
It's worse now because back then, music, they were telling stories.
Yeah.
Wasn't saying, oh, we about to go such and such and such. No, every song now is about, I'm going to kill, blah, 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 blah.
It's short and simple. The message is just negative. Pop the pills.
That's it.
Yeah.
Every song, dude. It's like, they always say, oh, they did this in the 80s. They did this. Man, come on. We know better. We know the difference in the music now. We know every song they slinging guns and everybody want to be killers. Man, what happened to people just wanting to be good artists, you know, and stand up people? Like, I don't know. I can't get into it. Like, I can't change what I do because I know, man, like, people all the time come to me like, man, I'm so glad I ran into an artist like you. Like, your music is what we need. I get so many people like that, dude. Why you having blow up? Like, what's this and such? I'd be like, we don't push that message. You know, that's why when I hear people be like, oh, man, they need to change the music. As long as there's executives in charge like that, they're not going to change the music. They're not going to change it. You got people with religious rap getting taken down off TikTok because they not talking about killing. They getting taken off these sites. But they wild. None of these other artists is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's, like it's, they I know there's some serious. I'll be diving into this in my time on my show and interviews in the future. I want to get to the bottom of it. I saw an interesting post on social media the other day, and it's just don't let people forget where rap came from and what it sounded like, because yeah. People are brainwashed out here right now.
They are. You always have to. That's why it's so important. That's why I listen to so much older music, because it keeps you grounded. It keeps you knowing exactly where it come from. Because if you get so caught up in all this new stuff, it's like, that'll be all you know. Like, you'll start making music like that. And I've seen a lot of artists do it. Even R. Kelly did it. Like, he started, if you listen to his Black Panties album, the last one he had, or one of the last ones he said, it sounded like this new stuff, a lot of it. And I'm like, that ain't even R. Kelly. Like, man.
Yeah, I didn't like that album.
Come on, dude. Like, why y'all trying to, like, conform, like, change your sound?
He was trying to just stay relevant, and he don't need to, because you need that same sound that he had it since 1991, 1992.
Like, that's why we like you, dude, because of that, not because of this new stuff. And that's the problem with artists, like, even the greats. Listen to a lot of the good big artists. They change their sound. You'd be like, why are they doing that, dude? That ain't even. But I don't know, man. I'm not doing that. Because people need to know what music used to be all the time. They need to know what real music is.
Yep.
And long as artists just changing and staying in this trendy, real music will fade away, dude, and won't nobody know nothing about it. But
it's very sparse, the amount of real music that we get. And you represent that. You pay homage and respect to the greats. Come On and Go was, I'm going to say right now, is the acknowledgement to Christopher Williams.
Man, you know, it's we need more radio shows like yours to be more on the mainstream, because like, you actually doing real stuff on your show, like real music, real, like, everything. But I don't even feel like it's about real no more. I feel like it's about what's popular, like whatever popular. Whether it's the sound, whether it's the person. Well, people don't be popular that long. It'd be like a few months, and then it's like on to the next person. And that's the problem, dude. Like, we need to change that, you know? And people like you can change that. Like, what you're doing is important. Letting the real be heard is very important.
Yep. Yeah. It is, man. That's why I'm here. I think about it every day, because I'm moving on. Once my college career is up, it's up, and I got my degree. This is what I want to do for a career, and I want to make it big. I thought about it, maybe not even like a radio station, but like a big TV channel, and they give me the platform, and I bring artists on. You bring the big artists on, but then you get the spotlight to the independent artist, too, that comes on. There's some ideas that I've been forming in my head, and it's time that you can bring both worlds together. You can do that. You can't leave the real out of it. That's the thing. Leaving the real out of the spotlight. Can't do it.
Nah, you can't do that, because if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't be no fake.
Yeah.
they pretty much paved the way for everything that's going on right now. So, man, I'm just hoping the real comes back and the real be more important than what's going on now. Because it's killing us as a people, and we don't even see it. We're so money hungry, we don't even see it's killing us. The message and what we're doing is killing the world and everything. We're killing ourselves, man, with this stuff.
Yeah.
But.
And how have you been? I know you've been able to make music throughout the quarantine, but how have you been otherwise?
Well, I've been good, man, because I'm a loner. I don't be around people. I don't. Through crowd stuff. So I'm always good, because I'm always to myself. You know, when you're around people all the time, you can't be yourself. You can't even focus on yourself. Most people forget who they are, and they get to following everybody else, and they be so caught up in being around everybody else, they forget who they are. So I'm good, because my desires are different than people's. you know, my focus and motives are different. So yeah, I'm straight, but I'm always mentally grounded, you know.
Yeah.
Try to be reading a lot, read books and stuff. So I'm good.
Yeah, you know? That's good. Cause I mean, I miss the old life. I'll tell you that, being able to go outside and do things. You can't do that anymore. You got to wear a mask.
Man, it's stupid. I'm so tired of this. It's like, man, I'm thinking I got to get my mask. I'm going to get in the car, get my car, go to the store, forget my mask. Got to turn all the way back around. It's a headache, dude.
I hate it. I hope it goes away, but I'm hoping the end of the year. I don't know when. I really don't. Because thank God that Trump is out of office. So now we can finally get things moving forward a little bit. But it's the people have to, you know, Biden and Kamala Harris can only do so much. The people have to comply in order to get things done. They have to wear their masks. You got these people that don't wear masks.
This is my thing, though, man. We as the people always blaming and looking toward the government to do so much, but we don't even do for ourselves. You know, we always, oh, that's the problem. We hate each other. We bring each other down. It ain't even them. It's like we don't have no compassion for each other. We don't care about each other. So it's like people are like, oh, what they gonna do? What are we gonna do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hate didn't just start with Trump. That been like this country been like this.
Yeah.
Been like this for centuries, and it's nothing new. Like, we always want to blame one person or blame somebody else, but who carries the hate? Who carries the ignorance? Who supports the ignorance? When you say something positive, nobody want to hear it. But if you post some negative, you get 100,000 views on ignorance. That's the problem with us. You know, we glorify ignorance. We glorify prison. We glorify stupid stuff. You know, we glorify hate. You say you show somebody love, they say you dick riding all that, y'all, you doing too much. But when you try to show somebody, you know, but when you say you hate a person, everybody like, oh, it's some beef going on, yeah, man. That's the problem with us, man. It's like we hate too much. We put too much energy into hate, and it's not the presidents and all that. That's not gonna do nothing for us. It's gonna take us to do it, and that's the issue.
Yeah. I hope it gets better. Like I said, I think maybe by the end of the year, if everyone has compassion for each other, maybe if they listen to your music, they will, but I don't know. Or they somehow go back into a time machine and listen to the, well, it, basically, like you said, you need a time machine in the 90s R&B love. Man, they need that time machine. One,
dude. I swear that was the first thing I said. I wish we could, man, because then people would see real compassion and real. I hate it, man. I hate the way things are, you know. But
it sucks, man. I mean, may not even be able to walk a graduation either. It's
all, you know, hard, and it's
you can't even have your day of celebration. It's
dang, man. I hope you can, though. I really hope you can, though.
I hope so. But realistically, the pandemic is getting worse, which is crazy. And the news stations aren't even talking about it.
No. All this stuff is, you know, controlled by certain people. They can only do and say so much.
Because you look at the Google charts, if you actually go and search for it, you see, oh, yeah, this is bad. This is worse than what it was last year at this time.
They don't care, man. This money, this world's about business. They don't care. They just, it's all about money and them. They don't care about the people. This is a corporation. This is not a country. This is running like a business. They don't care about the people. And that's the problem. Countries, real countries, have kings and queens, not presidents.
Yeah.
This is a corporation. Jobs and corporations have presidents and vice presidents, not countries. People need to read on that, man. I read a lot, so I know a lot. I just don't say it. I just be quiet.
You save it for when you're in the booth.
Yeah, man. I don't talk about. I'm a reader. I like to learn the truth, the real truth. And people just need to realize nobody have your best interest at heart. So you gotta, it starts with you. That's why I say it starts with us. We change the way we live and how we do, we can change the world, but until then,
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a cure out there for COVID-19. You get the vaccine. There's cures for these things that are out here, these ailments, but it's why not? It's you make more of a profit off of
no money in treating, no money in curing nothing.
Yeah. There's no money in curing anything. Yeah.
Man, that's big business. Death is big business. Sickness is big business. Everything is about money.
That's horrible. It always goes back to money. That's horrible. Like, people, you have to rely on a stupid treatment to get better. That's how much people value money over people. That's crazy.
Why would you? I mean, it's a cure for everything. It's just natural. Drugs, it's not going to cure anything. They're not. A drug is only going to give you another issue, another problem, because it's man-made. Anything man-made is defective. If it's not on the earth, it didn't come from the earth, something wrong with it. If you didn't, you know, it's, you got to go back to the natural ways. I mean, that's why it's important to read and know where you come from, because if you know what things started, you'll know what it takes to cure something. The earth cures everything.
Yep.
Everything that grows out of the earth. And, you know, that's simple. As simple as, you know, but we believe in man and not nature and history. You know, I mean, it's common sense, really. But like I said, I'm only one person. I don't beach. I don't try to convince people nothing.
Yeah.
I never get sick, so I'm not.
That's good.
Never.
That's good, though. For your vocal coaching, do you have a vocal coach? I'm going to say no. You train yourself.
Never had a vocal coach. I never had nobody to coach me with nothing.
That's good.
On piano, I play by ear. Like, I never had no type of none of that. So I guess everybody just have gifts, you know?
Yep.
Got to be aggravated. But I'm learning how to play guitar now. So everything is self-taught. Everything.
That's good. Even producing.
Producing. I taught myself how to make beats because I couldn't get beats from nobody. So it's like, and every time I did get a beat, they was tripping. So it's like, I'm gonna just make my own beats. So that's where that started.
And those are amazing beats on the album Love But True. You got some good ones on there.
Yeah, man. I get beats from people and they be cool people. Like, I have a few people on the album that have done beats for me. Nicki Minaj producer done some production on there. I have one of my partners from London. He done some beats on there. But these people that I know personally, like, I wouldn't just go out and be like, hey, no, I'm good. Like, if I don't know you personally, I'm not going, you know, want to work with you. Because I know this game. You know, your song blow up, and then they change everything. Oh, man, this my beat. And it's like, man, so I'd rather do my own beats, really.
Yeah.
Collab with people because I want to see everybody make it that I rock with. Like, I want to see people successful and make money. So, but I'd rather do it on my own. But you can't never do everything on your own. You always need some help somewhere. Everybody need help.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And what was it like working with Nicki Minaj? And how long did you know her for?
I didn't know. I worked with her producer.
Oh, her producer.
Yeah, I've never met Nicki, man. But her producer from Atlanta, Jay Reed, this dude dope. He did a lot of her dope singles that just recently came out. He dope. And he got that R&B. He got a good sound.
Yeah.
But these down-to-earth people, they don't act like they this big people. They just calm, chill people. You know, you don't even see them unless you just know. You gotta know.
And the money changes you too after time. I don't know if it's the money or the fame. I don't know what it is, but there's certain people that have a lot of money that'll do certain things, but then there's others that just stick their nose up to everything.
Yeah, it's both, man. It's both. This money make people feel entitled, and the fame gives them this big arrogant, you know, attitude. So it's both. It's not just, you know, money, man. It's dope. Not just fame. People think money makes them better than other people.
It's the class system issue.
It is. But this is how this world's set up. You treat people, think about it. You treat people according to how much money they make, what kind of job they got, what type of car they drive. That's how we treat people, which is sad. You know, I don't treat people like that. I don't care about none of that. I treat people according to how they, who they are, how they treat other people, how they carry themselves. You know.
Yep.
But we got a lot of work to do, man. As people, yeah. As human, to change this. We have a lot of work to do.
A lot of positivity. I know you said before that you want to get into acting. Have you been in touch with any acting studios or any corporations to get any placements or auditions or anything for upcoming movie, anything?
I don't. I have a partner that's an actor. He in a lot of big stuff. He was in Body Cam with Mary J. Blige. He got a show on BET now called Sacrifice. So he be kind of like telling me what I need to do, how I need to do it. I don't know any connections in the movies like that. But I just feel like it takes networking. That's it. I know some people are trying to get my music in movies, but I don't know any of the acting. Just me becoming an actor. You know, coach. I know actresses. I've dated actresses. So names, but but that been in big movies, so I know of it, but I don't have no connections in it. But it's all about timing, man. It's gonna come.
Yep. What was the craziest studio session that you ever had? I saw a throwback picture with Gucci Mane. I saw Boosie.
Oh, Boosie, my partner. I got a lot of stuff with him. But I gotta say, the craziest session I had was the first time I moved to LA. I moved to Los Angeles. And it was Stevie J. It was a lot of big people. It was like 15, 16 major people in the studio that night. Like one set. That was the first time I seen Stevie J play instruments. This dude could play, I think, 13 instruments.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That was my first time ever seeing it. And I was like, dude, man, like that session was eye-opening to me. That was the dopest session. And I done been in sessions with Corrupt
from the Dog Pound. Yeah.
I done been in sessions with Devontae that did it like pop beats. All that. I done been in the studio with some of the dopest people, bro. But that was because of the feeling of the music and the vibe, the energy in that studio was just like unexplainable. Like, I don't care about famous people. Like, it's a feeling to be around certain artists. That's like the dopest thing. Like, and being around in that session with Stevie J was like, and I wasn't even there for him. Like, I didn't even know him then, but I came with somebody else. And then when it was just like, I came with my partner Eastwood, my partner, he playing a Tupac movie, like as Pac, like as Suge right hand man on the All Eyes on Me. That's one of my partners from LA. And I came to the studio with him. And that's how I met P and everything. Like, I know a lot of real cats in the industry, bro. Like, that don't get enough credit. That's one of them. But that session alone, bro, that was like, just the real music being created in an environment with a lot of dope artists, just that's what music is about to me. You know
what I mean? Exactly right. That's what music is about. Especially the people that you admired. I'm Corrupt is a big one too. The Dog Pound, classic hip hop duo.
Is the truth. And I got some connections to him too. And I'm probably going to be working on him soon.
That'd be fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now's the time. Now's the time that you're in quarantine. Map everything out. That's the thing. Because once the doors do open back up, and I'm hoping by the end of this year, that's when you go. Now it's time. Now you want to work to get back out into that normal frame, that normal light that we were all used to, because now I think the quarantine with everything, with the pandemic, it makes you reflect on how much that you miss of being in that normal light.
Yeah, I mean, I think things are going to be different this time when it comes to just people interacting and how people network, and it's going to be totally different. But
oh yeah,
I'm ready, man. I've been doing a lot of networking, a lot of majors, music. So when it does open back up, I'm about to make history, man. I got some things in the play. It's coming.
Yeah. You can hear it in the music. You don't even You don't even have to say it from what you're saying now in the interview. You can hear it in the music. The talent's going to take you farther.
That's what I feel, man. I feel like if you just be true to your gifts, it's going to open so many doors to you. Once you try to be something that you're not, then you're killing yourself. You're hurting your capabilities, and you like pushing yourself back because you're trying to be something that you're not. And me personally, talent and gifts win over everything to me. You know,
yeah.
In the end, but man, look, we got a lot coming. You know,
yep.
I hope you stay on the music. I have another song coming out. I want you to, you know, get on.
Yep.
I got more music that I want you to be up on. But like I said, we need to push this other album a little bit more. You know, it takes time.
It's not on iTunes or any of the platforms anymore. Because I usually shout it out. Go check it out on Apple Music and all that.
It's on every one of them but Apple Music. I don't know what's going on Apple Music. It's on
That's all crazy. Music.
It's on Spotify. It's on Tidal. It's on every one of them.
Good.
Besides, I don't know why. What's going on with iTunes, dude? I don't know. Because if you go to my Spotify, you'll see it. Love the Street. You see it. You know, every song, Love the Street right there. Like on every other platform. I don't know. iTunes be tricky.
That's crazy. Yeah, because when did that happen? I noticed that recently.
It recently happened, and I don't know how to fix it. But you don't know what the deal is, dude.
Unbelievable. Hopefully the next album stays on there permanently.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
If it doesn't, I don't know what's going to... Because is that the main way you profit? I'm thinking iTunes, right?
Nah, man.
No?
Spotify is major. Dude.
Spotify is the one?
Spotify major. It's really about
the streams
collectively all around, all of, you know, your royalties and your publishing is big, you know, it ain't even about too much of, it's about streams, but your royalties and your publishing is your whole, because your publishing is radio, your royalties is radio, like iHeartRadio, anywhere else that your song is streamed. Besides that, you still get paid in so many other ways besides those platforms. So, you know, I'm not even tripping off the money, bro. Like, dog, I don't care, dog. Because I be making so much doing other artists' stuff, like working, writing, producing. Like, the money will come. Like, not a big deal. They can't.
Yep.
You know, everybody jump on your back when you're hot, when you're popping. That's coming. So
that's coming. Look at the following you have now on Instagram. Look at the following that you built, and you only have one album.
Right. One album, a few singles, not even been out pushing it long. It takes time. I don't even be on social media no more. Then I come on now, like 50 people don't follow, 100 people. I'm like, oh, I don't even be posting like that. You know, I've been trying to detach myself away from social media. It's such a big distraction.
Yeah.
Such a waste of time. You know, it's good to network, but so toxic. It messes with your energy, seeing all that evil stuff on there all the time. So I'm just trying to stay away from all of it, man.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It does. It consumes so much time out of your life when you could be using that time to invest into yourself, to better yourself for the future. And that's something that even I'm got to work on. That's on getting better.
It's okay though, man. I mean, as long as you balance it all out. Don't make it live become your whole life like most people. I've dealt with some crazy stuff on social media, crazy people. So it's dangerous too. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you get freaks. You get your crop of freaks on there too.
Yeah, I deal with that all the time. So it's not, it's horrible at times.
Yeah. It is, man. And, you know. Anything else that you want to let the listeners know, the show know, anything?
Yeah. What I really want people to know, just I want to say, you know, always go back to what things started. You know, always don't ever forget where things come from and where they started. And that's how I really want to say. And that's from music, that's from life, that's from everything. Because when you forget, what, why things started and how things started, then you, you become confused on what's real, what's relevant, what's valuable. So yeah, always remember what was. That's all I want to say.
Yeah. Always remember what was, exactly. Kendall Thomas, man, I want to thank you for having you on the show here tonight. It was a great time. I know we've been talking about it for a long time now. It finally came to fruition. Love Bush Street, and go check that out on all platforms except for iTunes and Apple Music. Yeah, that's I'm so used to saying go check it out on all platforms.
I know, man. It's okay. Everything happens for a reason, man. I appreciate you having me on the show, man.
No doubt. And when you drop the new album, man, you got to come back.
I'm definitely coming back, man. You know it, dude. We liked it. We I'm 100 with you. So I'll let you know. Keep you posted, man.
No doubt. All right, Kendall Thomas, take care. Stay safe. Looking forward to the new music. I'm sure everyone will be tuned in. And whatever you send me, it'll be put in the rotation up here.
All right. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, Kendall Thomas, take care, man.
All right, you too, man.